Showers for the morning, becoming scattered. If you're along the coast, it'll come in at a higher chance and sooner. Otherwise, 50-50 inland areas tomorrow and even less on the North Shore. 60s start the morning, go to a high into the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, spotty activity ending over all areas and in the morning, low 60s. Sunday should be a sunny end of the weekend. Sunday afternoon with a high going upper 70s to near 80. Ralph Sanji, WGF. So, it's the Sunset Herb Fest.
Welcome to a brand new season of In the Paint, talking New Orleans Pelicans, LSU Tigers, Tulane Green Wave, and University of New Orleans Privateers basketball. And now, let's go live to WGSO radio personality, Mitch Gibbs.
All right, welcome to another edition of In the Paint, but we also are going to talk a little, we got two great guests are going to talk about bourbon, and then we're going to talk about Cinco de Mayo, which is next week. We're already into May by Monday, but starting off with the draft, I was at the draft the other night, couldn't go last night because of the great zoo to do. Remember, we had interviewed Ron Foreman, the CEO of the Audubon Institute, a great night, and it was the food was great, the drinks were great, because I had, you know, they had all some of those beers that I like, some red ale and some darker beers, but also I've never seen before. You had all those termites out there, and then they kind of disappeared. I guess you got to turn off the lights, but we always get that in the springtime, like a week or so of that infestation, then they disappear. I've never seen it out there like that before, but maybe you could say it added to the ambiance of the event. But the draft was going on, and on Thursday night, which was just the first round, the Saints drafted Brian Bressy, who is a defensive tackle at Clemson, 6'6", 298. He did have an ACL tear and a kidney issue when he was in college, I think it is in his junior season. And so there's always concerns about that, of course, but he did have a good this past year. He played very well for Clemson, and they obviously always have a good year. Not like they used to, it seems like. But anyway, a need for the Saints. And then the second round and third round, which were done last night, the Saints picked the 40th pick. They picked Isaiah Foskey, who is a 6'5", 264 defensive end at Notre Dame. And, you know, he did well last year, had a bunch of sacks. But also he did impress some at the combine with a 4.58 40. And so there you go. You got a defensive tackle and defensive end. And then in the third round, the 71st pick, the Saints drafted Kendre Miller, a running back out of TCU, 5'11", 215. He had 224 carries last year, which concerns me a little bit. That's a lot of carries for a college running back. And we remember that a few years ago we drafted one of those guys, Mike Dick, a lot more carries at that point. But anyway, I think, and we're going to have Gary Smith on later in the show, that the Saints' primary need, in my opinion, is on the offensive side of the ball, whether it's an offensive lineman or a wide receiver, tight end, which was not addressed in the first three rounds. But, you know, nobody ever takes my advice, so that's not surprising. But I think the Saints need to address that. Because they did not address it in a free agency, and they did not have a great wide receiver core last year, and they're relying on Olave, who's in his second year, and who had a very good first year as a rookie, and they're also relying on Mike Thomas, who has hardly played football in the last couple of years, which concerns me. I would have moved in another direction. The Saints decided to keep him, so that's why concerns that they need wide receivers, and I would have drafted probably two wide receivers if I'm the Saints. So far, we're three rounds into it, no wide receiver or tight end. I know Juwan Johnson has played fairly well for the Saints at tight end. I like him. And Troutman has been, you know, so-so. So I think they maybe later in the draft they could address it. I think that the next round they really need to draft a wide receiver. And I was thinking about Mingo, who's a wide receiver at Ole Miss, who was drafted by Carolina in the second round. And, you know, it seems to me that a lot of the guys I like that I'm interested in this that are being picked up either through free agency or the draft by our opponents in the NFC South. And I know that the objective should be that we need. We want to win the NFC South, but which is very winnable because if you saw what happened last year, Tampa Bay was mediocre at best and won the division. If we would have won that game, which we really should have won at Tampa, we probably would have won the division and then got to host a first-round playoff game. And then you go from there. I don't think we're at the level, even last year, I don't think even this year we're at the level of the Eagles and teams like that, maybe the Cowboys or 49ers, but at least you get into the playoffs and you got a first-round home game, giving you a little confidence and you get through that. Then you get to the divisional round. And you see where you go from there. But I think that the objective here, the strategy seems to be that we need to make decisions in free agency or whether in the draft to win the NFC South and get that first round home playoff game. And I'm not enthusiastic or excited, about even or my thoughts. Or I'm not. I think that. It's still very winnable because I don't think anybody in our division did anything that great, but they did make decisions that they got Saints, ex-Saints players, and now Carolina drafts Mingo, and now they got Bryce Young, who I'm not in love with either. And I'll say this too. I didn't like any of those quarterbacks that were drafted early. Those three quarterbacks, whether it's Bryce Young, Anderson out of Florida, or C.J. Stroud. I don't like any. I would not have drafted any of those guys in the top five. And I could be wrong about that. Will Levis, and I jumped to Will Levis because he was drafted in the second round. Tennessee actually moved up to draft Will Levis. Will Levis is like, I can't believe this. I didn't get drafted the first round. I was projected to be the third quarterback. Supposedly his stock had risen recently. Obviously that was bad information. But he didn't even get drafted until the second round, which means Tennessee I think if Will Levis ends up being a franchise quarterback or a steady quarterback, that was brilliant because they can pay him less money now because he's a second-round draft choice, and they get him at a bargain, in my opinion. And so I think that that Will Levis is a guy who's going to be a good football player, good quarterback. Porter was the first player drafted in the second round by the Steelers. He's a corner out of Penn State. And I think the Steelers got better with that. How does that guy not go until the second round? It's amazing to me. A lot of NFL teams, you scratch your head about whatever homework they do. And I understand that the NFL draft is an inexact science. So, you can have all the education and all the information. It comes down to an educated guess. There's no guarantees. We've seen a lot of guys drafted in the first round, very high in the first round, who end up being a bust or never really contribute in the NFL. So you never know what you're going to get. But you just try to increase your percentages by doing good homework and have good management people, good evaluation, good scouts, people like that, and you collectively can make the right decision or the best, the most knowledgeable decision you can make. And you always have to cross your fingers a little bit. So I'm going to talk to Gary later in the show about this draft. I am thinking, in my opinion, I give this draft so far a B because I think the Saints picked very safely. They were just thinking, all right, we do have a couple of needs on the defensive line. We need an edge rusher. We need a defensive tackle in the middle. And we have to make up for losing Davenport and Onyemata, guys like that. And that is our priority. To me, the priority is always going to be edge rushers, right, on defense. Because if you have a good pass rush, it makes life a lot easier for your guys in the secondary. Right? So that's what I think. And then on the other side of the ball, obviously quarterback, we already addressed it with Derek Carr. And I'll repeat myself, I would have drafted a quarterback because of our issue with the cap. We could have saved money by drafting a quarterback a lot less expensive. But the Saints felt that Derek Carr could put them over the hump, I guess, to win the NFC South. But he's got to have somebody to throw the ball to. And I think that needs to be addressed as the draft continues. Today is the last day of the final rounds of the draft. So we'll see how that goes. And then finally, the NBA playoffs. How does Golden State lose a game at home when they've been so good this year at home and bad on the road? And now they're going to go back to Sacramento and they've really struggled. I don't understand. I think if Golden State loses a series, especially up 3-2, loses like they lost last night at home and then lose to Sacramento. I think they need to make some changes. And I think Steve Kerr, maybe it's time for him to move on. I mean, I know they won the championship last year, but the decision-making has not been good for Golden State. And the Lakers, I mean, Memphis, you got to be kidding me. They should have won that game the other night. Then they could have lost last night. And they get embarrassed and blown out in a deciding. That's just unbelievable how poor that was by Memphis. That's an embarrassing loss. The Lakers are a mediocre team, and they're already going to be in the next round facing the winner of Golden State and Sacramento. We're going to take our first break, and we'll be back with more of the show. We're live here till the top of the hour. Mitch Gibbs, WGSO Radio.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Is a paid endorsement.
He's a man of integrity. Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Jed Darensberg with DA Exterminating Company. Here's our jingle. Hope it bugs you.
DA Exterminating, the real DA is on the way. Say your home's got fleas or home's got bugs. Crawling in your walls or on your rugs.
We offer complete pest and termite control featuring the Centricon system. DA Exterminating Company, 800-650-PEST.
DA.
All right, we're back in, you know, we had the Bourbon Festival last month in March, and Tracy Napolitano does such a wonderful job with that. I met a couple of guys who are going to be on with me right now. With their own company and some great bourbon, and they did the grand tastings, which we did, which they did two nights in a row over this Contemporary Arts Center on Camp Street, and that's a Rare Stash Bourbon. So we got Ed and Bob, both of them, with us today this morning. So guys, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us, Mitch.
Morning,
Mitch.
Appreciate it.
Morning, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, any time is a good time to drink some bourbon, right? Even in the morning. But, but it was great meeting you guys, and it was a great event. I know you guys love coming to New Orleans, and the Bourbon Fest is wonderful every year. So, tell us a little bit about what you guys do, where you are, and about your product.
Bob, I'm gonna let you take that. Go ahead. Well, yeah, Mitch. I'm coming to you live from St. Martin, the island of St. Martin, Mitch, right now as we speak.
You're making me jealous, man.
Yeah, I'm down here for a big family wedding, and we had a little rare stash last night, so it was all good. But we take small lots of bourbon that we work with distilleries with. We're starting to lay down our own, but it's usually 7 to 14 years old. And then we work with Dustin Poirier, who's our partner. You probably know him being from sports radio, the UFC legend, Dustin. Yeah. And he works with us on the blends, and we kind of bring small lots that really reflect the barrel and the quality of the liquid itself in that barrel. So it's going to be a little different every time, and it's called Rare Stash, and that's why we call it that way, because East Batch is a little bit unique and rare.
It's a great name, so I really like that about it. You know, we had the zoo to do last night at the Audubon Zoo, and they had some Sazerac, and they had some different things there as well. So everybody loves that. And so tell us where you guys are located, I mean, and then how our listening audience can get in touch with you guys or buy your product.
I'm located in Atlanta, Georgia. Bob is out of Wisconsin. And Dustin is, of course, is out of Lafayette. You can go to therarestash.com, which is, it goes directly into our service. So we'd be happy to answer any questions or anybody need any information on the brand.
What kind of questions do you guys get asked about when you do these? Like, for example, the Bourbon Festival, you had some samples to try. But, I know you have some people are more novice about that and other people are experts. But what kind of information do they generally want to know from you guys?
Mitch, information, Mitch, is the liquid. So, you know, people, you know, first of all, they love the bottle because we have an original bottle that's from Brazil. But it's all about the liquid, and people, when they taste it, they love that. Then they go into questions like, you know, how old is the bourbon? Where do you source the bourbon from? Our first bourbon was a 14-year-old bourbon. And when we started the company, you can't launch a 14-year-old bourbon. So, you know, as Bob says, we are laying stuff down now, but it comes down to the taste each time, because people, if they taste it and don't like it, they don't really care about the other questions. So,
they want to know about barrel, you know, the novices just love the taste and the flavor. Right. And then they kind of want to know a little bit about it. But then there's the aficionados who want to know what kind of a char in your barrel, you know, what's the mash bill, you know, is it 78 corn, 13 rye, 9% malt, or is it 75, 21, 4, you know, all those different things. And so each one of ours is actually a different mash bill, usually every time, different ages every time. And so then you get something unique that you can try every time you get a bottle of Rare Stash, whether it's bourbon number 2, bourbon number 3, or rye. And that's what was fun of talking to you there, Mitch, because we had great hospitality, but there were so many people that just, they were like, wow, they are so different. And that's the kind of uniqueness of the brand.
Well, I think the name's a great name, and that's part of marketing, of course, is having a great name. But so do you guys travel a lot for different, and I'm sure there are bourbon festivals and events all over the country. I mean, I was at, you know, when we did the Breeders' Cup last year at Keeneland, you know, we're talking about Kentucky, right? One of the bourbon capitals. And they had a nice bourbon party the night before the first set of races. So I'm just assuming that there's a travel part of this process as well.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah,
definitely. Go ahead, Bob.
I was going to let you go, but there definitely is. Like, we were just down in Bardstown because we source our bourbon, you know, right there in Kentucky, and we work with Bardstown Bourbon Company, which is a great partner to bottle it. But we were just there for an event a week and a half ago with Dustin in Bardstown, where the 6 main master distillers from all the key distilleries right in and around Bardstown were there, and they work on a special blend, each of them. And they bring it to market. We were fortunate. We got invited, and Dustin came, and it was like a rock star party because, you know, these guys are the best master distillers in the country. And then Dustin came, and we had Rare Stash, and people went crazy, and we had a great article in the Kentucky Standard based on that. And Dustin's really into bourbon, so for him, it's authentic, and it's fun. So that's that's what makes it unique and rare also. But yes, travel, we have to travel to California and Texas, and you know, you got to get your name out there too. So
yeah, hey, I think I learned that Bardstown is really maybe the capital of bourbon. I mean, somebody was telling me about, I mean, I don't know if you guys or somebody else at the Bourbon Fest, but hey, so if you guys are coming back next year to New Orleans, I would think it's a great idea to get Dustin to come with you guys, because, you know, being based in Louisiana, I think it would be a great fit. A lot of big fans here would love to see him. So I'm just giving you something to think about.
No, we're planning on that for next year.
Yeah. And then you guys, how did you guys feel about, we always want to say something nice about the New Orleans Bourbon Festival. You guys seem to be in great mood, great spirits about that. So you felt good about that. It's a great audience for you guys in New Orleans. It's a great town. There's so much going on, a lot of great history in New Orleans when it comes to bourbon. So I just want to get your thoughts as we close out the interview with your experience at the Bourbon Festival in New Orleans.
They're just great people. Great people. We met a lot of great people for the first time. Very sincere people, which we love. And we got great food, great bourbon, and a great town. So we had a blast.
Hey,
the hospitality was fantastic, Mitch. And obviously, it was great to meet you. But just the organizers were great. Really huge turnout, obviously, and it's become a big deal, obviously, in New Orleans. But it was great to be a part of it, and the hospitality and the people were just fantastic.
And then again, before I let you go, give us the information, how to get in touch with you guys.
Yeah, so just go to our website. It's therarestash.com. You can get info on all our bourbons and our recent releases. You can see us on Reserve Bar, which is a place you can order it. Also, Flaviar is a great subscription service that they're featuring Rare Stash now. And then obviously with Dustin, follow Dustin on his Instagram and Twitter. And he's also tweeting and putting out posts on our brand and the new things that are coming up all the time to educate people. And he's down in training right now because he's probably going to have a fight coming up. So right after Bardstown, he flew down and he went into training. So he's getting ready for his next fight.
And hopefully we can maybe do in advance of the Bourbon Festival in New Orleans next year, maybe have an interview with Dustin. I would love to do that. It would be fun, Louisiana guy. So anyway, hey, guys, thanks for joining me this morning, especially the guy out on the islands. That's pretty cool stuff, man. I'm jealous, yeah, man. Thanks, man.
Yeah. We'll bring you thanks, next man. Time, and then you can interview Dustin down here, all right? That's it.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Hey, again, thanks for joining me this morning, and good luck the rest of the year, and then hopefully we'll see you guys back in March of next year.
Thanks, Mitch. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Mitch. We look forward to seeing you next year, for sure.
Okay, thank you. Hey, that was Ed and Bob with Rare Stash, which was – it was great seeing those guys at the Bourbon Festival at the CAC, where they had the two grand tastings back-to-back on Friday and Saturday nights. And they had some food, like they were talking about, which you have to have when you're drinking as well. And good stuff, and so I'm glad to get those guys on. And that would be great to have Dustin Poirier on as well, being a Louisiana guy, a very successful in the MMA profession. So we're going to take a break. We're halfway through the show. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little Cinco de Mayo, and we're going to talk Gary Smith, the NFL Saints draft deal, right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuta with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say here for good in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make. Since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Pay that other pest control company their, quote, home of the $650 termite treatment protection plan, call DA. I'm Jed Derensburg with DA Exterminating, and I bet we can beat that price. We offer different treatment methods featuring the Centricon bait system, and we have one of the best termite protection plans in the country. Before you pay $650 to another company, call DA. New Orleans metro area, North Shore and Houma. DA Exterminating, complete pest and termite control services since 1959. Call 800-650-PEST.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. The preliminary cause of death of the 6-year-old Harahan girl who was murdered Tuesday has been released. Jefferson Parish Coroner Jerry Svetanovich says he wanted to stop rumors that are circulating about the shocking death of Bella Fontenelle.
Manual strangulation along with multiple blunt force injuries to the head. It's important, I want to mention there was no dismemberment involved.
The girl's father's girlfriend, Hannah Landon, has been arrested for the murder. Jazz Festival is now underway in New Orleans, and coinciding with that major event is a walkout of rideshare drivers just when they're needed most. Dozens of Uber and Lyft drivers are refusing to work until they get a bigger share of the money made from fares. One driver said a trip from Armstrong Airport to downtown costs almost $150, of which they make less than $30. Drivers say it costs more to gas up and maintain a vehicle, and they need a pay increase to offset that. I'm Kevin Gallagher. This is news from LRN.
Tiger Rad. It's time to celebrate history in the making. After years of sweat, tears, and determination, the LSU Lady Tigers have finally clinched their first ever women's basketball national championship. What a momentous achievement with this incredible squad led by their talented coach, Kim Mulkey.
That's what I came home to do.
And when Kim's not coaching champions, she's talking to the folks at Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag, go do a little research.
Tiger Rag Magazine is proud to have been part of this journey on newsstands and at TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster.
He's a man of integrity.
Want to be attorney.
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall, Chip Forstall, he knows the law. Chip Forstall.
All right, we're back here, second half of the show. And, of course, Cinco de Mayo coming up on May 5th, which is Friday. And it's amazing. This is the 7th annual Cinco de Mayo Fest. The website, CincoDeMayoFest.com. And we've got Oscar with us right now to talk about this great afternoon and evening of events. So, Oscar, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Mitch. How's it going?
Doing good, man, and thanks for coming on this morning to talk about it. And everybody loves, you know, Cinco de Mayo. It's amazing. We're already at the 7th annual of this. So talk a little bit about, I know the website will give you a lot of information, but tell us what you guys got planned for this Friday.
Yeah, so, I mean, for those of people that haven't been out to our Cinco de Mayo Fest, you know, it's grown into a phenomenon over the years. It was started as a block party in front of the restaurant that eventually it looked like Bourbon Street in front of the restaurant. So we had to take it down the street to Fat City Park, which is a fairly new green space in Fat City that the Metairie District is developing into this wonderful park that it's very premature. Right now it's just a green space. But it's a place where we have been holding our Cinco de Mayo at for the last, this will be the third year that we do it here. As a whole, we've been doing Cinco de Mayo for 7 years, and it's grown into a huge festival where now we have food vendors. You know, Los Efes is great, but, you know, we want to get more people involved. You know, we have Dragos serving up oysters. We have Southerns with fried chicken. We have burger places. We have barbecue pop-ups. And then the music and the margaritas, that's what it's all about, right? The people coming out here to have fun. We'll have, you know, Lucha Libre wrestlers. We have a taco-eating contest that's happening sometime in the middle of the event, the winner. And it's not that hard to win. You just got to eat 10 tacos, but whoever can eat them the fastest. So it's always fun to just compete. They're small tacos, but if you can put those guys down within, you know, before your contestants, then you get free tacos from Los Efes for a whole year. So that's always fun. We have Honey Island Swamp Band, and DJ Manny Fresh is closing out the night. So, yeah, I mean, tickets are available at CincoDeMayoFest.com. We have general admission, which gets you in the event and all the fun. Then we have the VIP admission, which is inclusive of food by Los Efes, and you can cool off in the King Firm VIP lounge, and it's a big area we have. It's almost about 100,000 square feet of just green space that we haven't closed. So it'll be a great time. The weather's looking right, so we're really excited to put this event on. And the best thing is we have this is now a nonprofit event. We have a ECHO, which is a nonprofit that focuses on bringing resources to Hispanic kids that just need to get tutoring to give them access to scholarships. Over the last 2 years, they've raised over $2 million in scholarships for kids in Jefferson Parish. This is something that I brought on this year. The event is, you know, it's getting big, and we want to put a good cause behind it, and we wanted to involve something where I believe we can make an impact on. And, you know, me being an immigrant, being, you know, I came to New Orleans when I was 11 years old from Mexico. I knew no English, nothing, and I didn't have all of these things that you know, there was no such thing as tutoring or college wasn't even an option for me at the time. So just being able to provide and to do all this, it really, you know, sits well with me.
Hey, and I want to mention, of course, that and I just got this email about the Top Taco doing the food fight later in the month. But I know you work with those guys as well. You know, Shane Finkelstein, who's been on with me many times. And it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I get to be a judge, so I get to try all the different tacos. So I highly recommend doing this. You get music. It's a lot of fun. Great food. Like you said, you have some drinks as well. It's just a, and it's such a good cause, like you talked about. So, and Cinco de Mayo has become such a big part of New Orleans culture. That's a great thing as well. So I think you guys are going to do well with this event. I'm going to show up. I know you invited me, so I'd love to participate. I love the food, fighting Top Talk, and all that great stuff. So, and like you said, you're throwing in the wrestlers as well. Everybody loves that part of it as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The entertainment has got to be, you know, we have the wrestlers. Now we have a mechanic bull you can get on as well. We have the photo booths. And there's other things, you know, like face painting and other things that you can enjoy while you're out here. We'll have the promo team handing out, passing out free shots and free samples of drinks. And it's just a celebration, you know. It's a time to get out and enjoy the weather, enjoy the good food that Jefferson Parish has, and, you know, just come in all for a good cause.
Hey, so is there a certain any certain new tacos or something that you want to kind of debut on Friday that you want to mention?
Yeah, so we are doing we're doing a collaboration with a hardcore barbecue. It's a pop-up joint, but man, these guys have some of the best barbecue I have ever tried. So Los Jefes is bringing them in to our the inclusive food that comes with the VIP, and we're, you know, serving up hardcore barbecue tacos. In addition to that, we'll have a shrimp cocktail, you know, because it's going to be hot, so you need to have some refreshing dishes as well, and some homemade tamales. My mom makes the tamales, so we're making about 1,000 tamales for that day. These are all signature dishes that we serve in the restaurant, but we don't always, they're not on the menu. So we bring them on as specials, and we're bringing them on Cinco de Mayo. The Avion margaritas are going to be, 2-in-1, from 4 to 6 PM. So we get here early to take advantage of the drink specials. The restaurant's going to be open. You know, the Cinco de Mayo event is actually 2 blocks away from the restaurant. So when you come to Fat City, just keep in mind there's not much parking. So Uber to the event, or just get here early because parking is very limited. And there's going to be a lot of traffic once you get into the Fat City area. If you're not sure what Fat City Park is, just follow the music. The music's going to be, if you know where Los Jefes is at, if you know where Dragos is at, you're going to find the park. It's not hard to find. You'll hear the music before you see the park. And there'll be a couple thousand people walking in the street. JPSO will be out here. We'll have like 15, 20 police officers on site, just making sure the streets are safe to walk and everybody's enjoying their time. We it's not our first time doing it, so every year it gets better. Every year it's a smoother event. As long as we're not pressed by the rain, then we should put this on very well, very easily.
Yeah, it sounds great. Hey, I got a tip where to park. I don't know if I want to disclose it on the radio, but that Lakeside Shopping Center maybe wouldn't be a bad spot because it's only a few blocks away. But, hey, I've been to the restaurant before, and it'll be great to see you. And, you know, if you want to go, you know, beyond just going to the Cinco de Mayo Festival, your restaurant, they've got plenty of TVs. If you want to watch some sports, we're right in the middle of the playoffs for basketball and hockey, so I'll just throw that out, Oscar. But, anyway, thanks for joining me this morning. I really appreciate your time, and I think it's going to be a great Friday afternoon and evening for another Cinco de Mayo festival.
Definitely. Thank you, Mitch. I appreciate you having me on and mentioning the restaurant will be open. Usually people come in, stop in here before or after the event. You know, it is an outside event, so if you want to come in the restaurant, cool off, or even go across the street after the event, the after party will be at Cheers right across the street. You know, we invite everybody to come out. It is a 21 and over event, and very likely that it's an admission event, so it will probably be sold out by Friday. So we encourage people to, go to CincoDeMayoFest.com and get your tickets now.
Sounds great. Hey, Oscar, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it, y'all. Have a good time.
Okay, thank you. That was Oscar with Los Jefes and talking about the 7th Cinco de Mayo Fest, and of course the website, CincoDeMayoFest.com. That's Friday, May 5th, starting in the afternoon, goes all the way into the evening. Great musical entertainment, great food. He was talking about the barbecue tacos. I'm a judge. I've been doing it for the last few years for Top Taco and for the Food Fight, which is coming up, I believe, May 25th at La Frenière, and looking forward to seeing Shane Finkel. No, actually, they moved it to Wallen. It's back at Wallenberg. But anyway, that's always fun to eat some great tacos, and they said they're going to have some other stuff as well. So anyway, we're going to wrap up the show with our next segment with Gary Smith, talking Saints draft and a little NBA playoffs right after these messages.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay. Stunt woman. Turned bad attorney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vanessa Mata.
When you need legal action, send her in.
Are you suffering from neck and back pain from a recent car accident? Have you gone to the emergency room to have them tell you there's nothing wrong? Hi, I'm Dr. Steven Tremuto with Doctors Rehab Services, and chiropractic care is one of the best remedies for whiplash and soft tissue injuries. With locations in Kenner, Mid-City, and the West Bank, it's easy to start your road to recovery. At Doctors Rehab Service, we'll even do all the work with your insurance company and attorney to get you the care you really need.
For a free consultation or to get more information, call Doctors Rehab Services at 504-465-5553.
Call me, Dr. T.
The following is a paid endorsement.
Jeff Foster, Jeff Foster.
He's a man of integrity.
Jeff Foster,
Jeff Foster. Who wants to be attorney?
Choosing your attorney can be a life-changing decision. Chip Forstall has over 28 years of experience, giving you the personal attention that you need. If you or a loved one has been injured, you need a lawyer to protect you, your family, and work to get compensation for your injuries. Contact the law office of Chip Forstall today, located at 320 North Carrollton Avenue, New Orleans, or call us at 483-3400. That's 483-3400. Or log on to www.chipforstall.com today. You need caring, aggressive, and effective representation. You need personal attention. You need Chip Forstall.
Chip Forstall. Chip Forstall. He knows the law. Chip Forstall.
At Fidelity Bank, some of our clients say "here for good" in Spanish.
Estamos aquí para quedarnos.
Some say it in French.
Ici pour de bon.
Vietnamese.
Arai mai mai.
And even Italian.
Qui per sempre.
Because here for good means we're local and committed to our uniquely diverse South Louisiana community. Come see what a difference a local bank can make since 1908.
Here for good.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Mitch Gibbs here, host of In the Red Zone in our 10th season for LA Medical Management Corporation, located at 2930 Canal Boulevard, New Orleans, Louisiana. And they are open Monday through Thursdays, 8:30 to 5:30 p.m., and Fridays, 8 to 5 p.m. At LMMC, they handle primary care, physical therapy, and diagnostic testing. With medical doctors on staff, they are the personal injury specialists and the leaders in accident-related health care. Call them today at 504-821-2574. All right, we're back for the final segment. Of course, I want to mention playtimberlane.com, 504-367-5010. We had Richie Tomlin on last week. I played yesterday, and beautiful weather. It got a little bit windy later in the morning, but always great to be out there playing golf. I know they're in Mexico this weekend, and I just think it's really ironic that a lot of these guys did not want to come to New Orleans, which is a great town to have a few days of fun and do a little business. And we didn't get a lot of those guys, and they went to Mexico for the tournament this weekend in the PGA Tour. But anyway, we got Gary Smith with The Advocate on with us right now. So, Gary, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me on the show.
All right, so, Gary, I'm looking at the draft. I couldn't go last night. I was there Thursday night because of, you know, the Audubon zoo-to-do thing, which I do. And but, you know, I look at the draft. The first round, Brian Bressy, who's a defensive tackle at Clemson, who did have an injury issue, did have an ACL tear in college, which alarms me a little bit because he did have that kind of injury in college. Second round, Isaiah Foskey, who's the defensive end from Notre Dame, and his claim to fame is 4.58 40. And then the third round, the 71st pick, Kendre Miller, the running back for TCU, had some nice runs. He carried the ball 224 times last year, which I think is a lot. And so I'm going to give the draft a B because I think it's a safe, sort of need-based type draft. Again, following my philosophy, which I think you agree with, that the Saints are making most of the decisions because the objective is just to win the division and try to get the first round home playoff game. But they didn't take any big chances, which I think maybe you could argue they should do because I want the Saints to get a lot better, and I don't know so far if this draft makes them much better. That's my concern. I want your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think the key is going to be, of course, Breezy in the first round. Yeah, it was a safe, it was a need draft. they pretty much went with the three needs that a lot of people, you know, as you and I said, I would have loved to have seen them take a wide receiver or a tight end, but the way the board worked, they took the three biggest needs that they felt that they had. And Brazil was the number one recruit in the country coming out of high school. And at times at Clemson, he showed that ability before he got his knee injury. And it's more concerning. An ACL injury would be more concerning if it were a running back or a wide receiver than the position that he plays. So I think his upside is pretty good. He's a guy who's considered an all-world talent. And at times at Clemson, he played at that level. So I like that pick overall. Foskey had the 40 time, and he was also extremely productive at Notre Dame. I can't tell you anything else about him. Yeah. Other than that he fits a need. I don't have a feeling on him one way or the other. And the TCU running back, I mean, you know, Tyjae Spears was available. There's concerns about him having a knee injury. Well, Foskey had a knee injury that prevented him from playing in the national championship game. His last four games, he barely averaged 50 yards a game. Now, TCU, yeah, they had other weapons, obviously. It wasn't like their offense was struggling. He's kind of a taller guy, a straight-up runner. Tends to lend towards injuries in the NFL and durability issues. So I think that was a shaky pick, but I like the fact that they went for a running back. And if he turns out to be who they think he is, then he'll help the team. So I kind of agree with you. I'd give the overall draft a B.
Well, it's interesting that the TCU running back gets drafted and we don't draft like Mingo was available, the wide receiver at Ole Miss.
Yep.
And I like him. And, you know, and I know a lot of people say, well, wide receivers, you can get later in the draft, but then you're really going to have to get a little bit lucky. And so we're at the point going in to today with the rest of the draft where I'm sure they'll draft some wide receiver, but then you're going to have to get lucky. I mean, they've done it before. Colston's an example.
Yeah. So, but for every Colston, there's three or four guys that get drafted at that time that don't pan out at all. So you're right. You have to get fortunate at that point.
There is a guy out there, I believe, Kayshon Boutte, right? He's still available, I believe, the wide receiver at LSU.
He is.
So
he had a rough year last year, but boy, I mean, people are projecting him as a first round pick before last year.
Well, I mean, all I can say is I was at the SEC championship game in Atlanta, and I know Georgia won easily, but he had a play where he caught the ball and broke a few tackles and scored a touchdown, and I was like, he's gone to the draft. When I saw that play, I was sitting next to somebody who said, he's going to the draft. And if he makes plays like that, even not every game, but on a fairly regular basis, he can be an NFL productive wide receiver. So, and he might last late in the draft, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's possible. But I'm just saying, I'm just throwing out a guy's name. I don't know any other wide receivers that you might, if you have any idea who would possibly be available today for the Saints to draft.
No, at this point, no. It's funny. I really liked Jordan Addison at USC if they were going to go high, but that, you know, there are obvious reasons they didn't end up doing that. But I'm not. Yeah, I don't have a feel on anything. But yeah, Keyshawn, he's certainly a good pick because his upside is going to be higher than other guys you'd be considering at that point.
Now the beginning of the draft again, those quarterbacks, I think Will Levis could end up being the best quarterback of that group. You know, obviously, most NFL teams wouldn't agree with me because he gets picked in the second round. I think Tennessee possibly could have got a steal because you don't have to pay him as much money because he's a second-round pick. And so that gives you money to spread out other to fill out the roster. And all these other guys, you're going to have to pay a lot of money, these top three or four guys. I don't understand the Florida quarterback. I think that's a big roll of the dice. You know,
I'll go far as that. He isn't going to be good. I mean, if he does, he'll be an all-time first. There's never been a guy who was as unsuccessful as he was and who got benched a couple of times because of accuracy issues that's then gone on and been a star in the NFL. The examples that they use just aren't accurate. The Bills quarterback, he only completed 53% of his passes at Wyoming in his last year, but he was a starter. There was never any consideration. He never had to get benched for poor play. The Anthony Richardson can throw 80 yards, but as I pointed out to people, some of those 80-yard passes he threw were on screen passes.
and also,
he's just not accurate. If you're not accurate, you cannot be a successful NFL quarterback.
And Dan Marino did not have a good senior year in Pittsburgh.
But he had a great junior year. Right. Yeah, I mean, his previous year. This guy, Anthony Richardson, there was never a year, and he had – Dan Mullen may not be a great college football coach, but he's a great offensive mind. So you can't say, well, he didn't have good coaching in college, and Dan Mullen couldn't figure out how to make him a reliable quarterback. He had two different coaching staffs that failed in getting him to produce, and it's that NFL hubris where they feel like with the right coaching that a guy's going to be successful. But again, I never say never, but I also have never seen an example of a guy like him that's been successful. And this is a guy picked, what, third, fourth in the draft?
Yeah, I just say this, and I said this in my opening, that the draft is an inexact science. You can do all the research, all the homework you want, but you never know. So anyway, we only have a couple more minutes to go. I'm disappointed about Memphis. How bad was that?
My God.
That's embarrassing, Gary, for them.
That was embarrassing. Look, they were without three of their top eight players for this series. But, you know, one of them was Steven Adams, who a lot of times has to get benched for being a mismatch anyway in clutch in the fourth quarter. They're shooting in the games they lost was so abysmal. A lot of their flaws were exposed in that series. As good as Ja Morant is, he has no mid-range game whatsoever. A superstar needs to be able to make shots that he can't make yet. And then their other guys were just, I mean, at times it looked like they could not make a shot from anywhere on the floor in two of the games in that series, in game three and in game six. And for all the talk they did, it's pretty embarrassing when you go out and lose by 40. I mean, that's just sad. It was just awful.
And what about Golden State? I mean, they're at home. How do they get blown out too?
Because Sacramento is a really good team, is I think what the difference is there. I mean, they're a tough. I think whoever wins Game 7 in that series is going to beat the Lakers in the next round. Sacramento is just offensively gifted. Everybody in their lineup can score. Golden State has not been defending particularly well.
Right.
I didn't think Golden State played that horribly last night. Sacramento just made a lot of shots, and Golden State missed some shots they normally make. I have no idea who's going to win Game 7 in that, but honestly, Sacramento's been the better team in that series.
We'll see. We'll see. We got to roll, but it's always a pleasure. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so thank all our great guests. Go Cinco Mayo Fest on Friday. And Rare Stash Bourbon. Thanks, Gary. And we will be back next Saturday. Jazz Fest, I'll be out there the next couple of days, next week as well. So we'll talk to you next Saturday in 7 days.
She fights for what you deserve. She knows all about pain and how to make them pay.